This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, everyone, it's 4:46, and I'm officially calling the first student assembly meeting to order.
Oh, so we're not taking it?
Well, we'll take it now.
Yeah.
I have my own. Okay.
Yes, you have school. If the Vice President of Internal Operations could please call the roll.
Okay. We're going to do this alphabetically by first name because we don't have the sheet. So, Adam Gitlin.
Here.
Adam Nicoletti.
Present.
Adam Wolford. Unexcused. Anisha Chopra. Ashley Pinkney.
Present.
Dan Goldberg.
Here.
Dan Kerr.
Here.
Dara Brown. Aaron Zolman. Unexcused. Jeffrey Block.
Unexcused.
Or
there in English. Communications.
Okay.
I told them to.
Okay. Block excused then. Greg Hoffman? Here. Jen Kay. John Mueller?
Here.
John Rao. Mohit Johnny.
Yes.
Natalie Rapp? Here. Nate Trefison.
Here.
Renil Desai.
And you missed Ray.
Oh, okay. I'm not going there. Stephen Breeden.
Here.
Ulysses Smith. And Adam Ravrat.
Here.
Did I miss anyone? Good. Thank you.
All right, before everyone takes their oath of office for this semester, I just want to have a moment of silence in memory of Nathaniel Rand, class of 2012. He unfortunately died in the gorges over the summer. The student assembly has been in contact with his family, and they really urged us to take his death and make it so that changes happen on campus. Gorge safety is going to be a big issue for the student assembly this semester. Our safety working group is going to be working on it. So if you could all please join me in a moment of silence for me. All right, we're going to move on now to the oath of office. So basically all student assembly members should have the oath in their hands, this big sheet of paper. If everyone could stand up and then repeat after me. Everyone ready? All right, repeat after me. In view of the trust,
in view of the trust,
the Cornell community has vested in me,
the Cornell community has vested in me,
as well as my personal sense of honor,
as well as my personal sense of honor,
I, and state your name,
I, Alexander Glenn,
do solemnly affirm,
do solemnly affirm,
to fulfill my responsibilities,
to fulfill my responsibilities,
as a student elected representative,
as a student elected representative,
I will engage in open and honest debate,
I will engage in open and honest debate,
in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness,
in a process where I am guided by truth and fairness,
I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals.
I will never purposely misrepresent facts in an effort to achieve my goals.
If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process.
If a conflict of interest arises, I will relinquish my right to participate in the decision-making process.
I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body.
I will seek out and voice effectively the interests and concerns of the student body.
Address the issues of my fellow students.
Address the issues of my fellow students.
And strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students.
And strive to improve the quality of life at Cornell for all students.
All right, if you guys could sign that and pass those in by the end of the meeting, that would be great. Welcome to the student assembly. All right, now we move on to the approval of the minutes. Did we have minutes from last time?
We did not.
All right, then we don't have to approve any of those minutes. We're going to move on now to open microphone. Each speaker has 2 minutes to participate and state their opinions. Right now we have a Phi Sigma Sigma announcement by Alex and Kat, so if you can all come forward. Afterwards, open microphone is basically an opportunity from anyone in the audience to say anything to the assembly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any questions? Great, thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to go to the open microphone? All right, moving on to the next section, announcements and reports. The first is a student trustee update by Derek and Alex. Thank you so much. Moving on to a staffing update by Vice President of Internal Operations, John Rao.
Hi, guys. I've been working with a bunch of you to staff your SA committees, and we're now working on staffing some of the UA committees. But as of now, elections has been staffed, appropriations has been staffed, Res Life. We've staffed a good amount, and we're still working on staffing some more. Same goes for JCAR. A couple others we've been working on. Jen Kay, I do want to meet with you so we can staff environmental. And Jeff Block and I are going to meet to staff SAORC. So we've got a couple more to go. Let's keep this going. So once we've got them all staffed, then we can start meeting. Thanks. Oh, okay. So also, you'll see in front of you, I passed around a sheet of task forces. So all of you are assigned, or most of you are assigned, and we're going to get to that after our meeting, assigning all of you to a certain task force. So there's a task force on student health, there's a task force on safety, there's a task force on outreach, and we're going to get to that a little bit later as to what this actually means and how you can all work together to address these three major issues on campus.
Great. Moving on to an SASC update by Vice President of Finance, Anna Micheletti, and Representative Desai.
I just referenced what you're going to say, Roniel. So Roniel is our SASC liaison for this coming year. There's been a lot of stuff going on with the SASC, probably more than we have time for in this 30-second update. This position is going to be a really important one. So, Roniel, you can update everyone on where we're at and what the new changes are and the guides you've been doing.
Sure. So, I guess just quickly, kind of reinstate what the changes were from last semester. So, the big three groups will now have a chance to submit supporting documentation at hearings. Groups will be allocated using annual budgets, not semester-to-semester budgets like have been done in the past. And co-organizational budgets will no longer exist. These have all been reiterated thanks to our VP of Public Relations, Mohit. So the online budget was made available Sunday night, so groups have already been allowed to start filling out their budgets and applications. Those will be due next week, so if you do know people in these groups, please let them know that deadline is quickly approaching. Based on the conversation we have later today, there will hopefully be a guide sent out to all these groups, helping them figure out how to do these budgets and go through the new changes, which has been attached to the agenda. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Nicoletti?
Good.
All right, cool. So if you guys have any questions about the SASC process, feel free to reach out to either me, Adam, the SASC co-chairs, or most preferably sasc@cornell.edu, which has a 24-hour response time.
Thank you for that. All right, moving on to the outreach update by Vice President of Outreach, ULC Smith.
That's not on. It doesn't matter. Okay, so just a couple things. First of all, great job on all of the outreach event requests that we've been getting. I think that is absolutely phenomenal. It's telling us that we're going to have a great year and actually taking ourselves out there to people and then also helping to bring more organizations in. But just a few things about the outreach event process. It would be great, great, great if you did not send me requests like 3 days before your event happens, because we're still in the process of trying to figure out the process. So it takes a while to figure out where you're doing your location, and I have to talk to most people and figure out how that's going to be PR and how do we get it out, how do we get the word out to the rest of the individuals or the rest of the student body. Then if there's a budget issue, I have to talk to VP Finance or VP Micheletti to figure out how that's going to be funded or to help to see if you guys can work with other organizations. So just please give me some time. Don't send me stuff like, I don't know, 3 days before. But we have three, four great events coming up. Nate, he's going to talk about his own, but Nate's doing an LGBTQ street event, which is going to be great. We'll give you details about that. Dan Kerr is doing his ice cream social for human ecology students. Reneal and Steven, this Saturday, September 3rd, will be doing with BSU, Sasha Mack in the audience. We'll be working with BSU.
You're
going
to have to talk about it real quick?
Sure. I mean, she can.
Sasha, you want to come back and give a quick plug? That.
I think it would be great if all of us or some of us were at least in attendance for a fair amount of all of these events, just to kind of make sure that we're out there and interacting with all of these people. So that's a good one. And then also Natalie is putting together, Natalie or the SA will be working with class council. You got that email from Natalie, so that's something we're going to do. And don't forget, after this, personally, this is great. And then finally, it's really great that we're having all of these events so early in the year, or in the semester, and even though you're only required, you should need to do one outreach event, please don't stop here. It's great that we're engaging them now, but where we've fallen off in previous years is we haven't continued to engage people throughout the year. So please keep the momentum going. Do more events. Don't just stop here, okay? Great. I'm done.
Okay.
I don't mean to lie about that.
Thanks, Ulysses. And just a reminder for our representatives, we do have an audience today, and it is a pretty big room, so if you're using the mic, be sure to speak directly into it so everyone can hear. We're actually going to suspend announcements right now. We have a couple visitors that are here to help us with our first item of business of the day. Dean Fry, Paul Sawyer, an additional member, I believe, of the Educational Policy Committee. If you all wouldn't mind coming to the table, we'll bring a few extra chairs, and also I'll come up to talk about the resolution.
Just to clarify, it's resolution two. We move run to questions, opening the speakers list for questions.
Just a broad question. What did the Educational Policy Committee do, and why would you add a student to it, I guess? Just to kind of overview the issue, because I think that some students aren't really aware of kind of how this fits in and maybe what the needs are and kind of how it played into the larger discussion over the summer and at the end of the spring. I think that she started doing that in 4 seasons.
I think it's definitely something we could discuss. Just for the sake of time, for your time though, we're going to keep going down the speakers list, if you wouldn't mind. And then, you know, perhaps after you leave, we'll, you know, discuss that and come to a resolution. Moving down the speakers list, Representative Kay had another question. Representative Desai.
All right, nice to see you again, Mitra. Thank you, and thank you all for coming to the first student assembly meeting. So my question kind of hinges on some actions that were taken last year. So in the spring of 2010, President Sporton wrote an op-ed for The Sun in which he called on the task force of Dean Hubble, who's here, and Susan Murphy and Provost Fox to evaluate the student experience. And then last year, following up with him on those comments, both Dean Fry and the President have referenced the EPC as a way that students can help tackle mental health and academic stress-related issues that were kind of affecting all students. And I know, you know, you guys talked about kind of grade inflation and academic integrity as two main goals of the EPC. Can you talk a little bit about how you, like, moving forward, you guys are planning to address the issue of academic stress on campus, how that ties into the student experience, how the EPC can help affect the climate of mental health on campus for students, and if you guys have specific initiatives in the works, you know, feel free to expand on those. I'm sure we would all love to hear them.
So there have been ad hoc centers primarily about students who have been all the categories of the student experience.
Moving down the speaker's list, Trustee Evanson. Final question of the speaker's list, Representative Kerr.
Actually, all my questions have been answered, so I yield.
Okay. With that, we will close the speaker's list and present any motions on the table.
Motion to move to business of the day.
Second.
This is actually already business of the day.
And I'll call the question.
The resolution has been called to question. Any second?
Second.
The resolution has been seconded.
Call for acclamation.
Call for acclamation.
Second.
Any dissent? Then, by acclamation, resolution 2 passes. I know.
Also, it's very low. That's what we're trying to do. It's fine.
All right, since we just suspended debate to go to business of the day because we had people that were here on a schedule, we're going back to announcements and reports. The next announcement is from the Director of Elections, Adam Ravitz.
I just wanted to give the student assembly and also those in the audience recognizing familiar faces, those who are potential candidates. Just a quick update on some dates that are coming up in the future. The first date that's really important is September 6th, is the date the election material is due. For those in the audience that are running, that's a big date for you guys, so mark it on your calendar. For those of you guys on the student assembly, for you seniors, I'm going to need your help on that day to count signatures. The next big date is September 15th. That's a Thursday after this meeting at 7 o'clock in the Art Gallery. We have the candidate forum, which is for those candidates to express their views. We'll ask them questions. I believe Drew Humble will also be there. And then voting takes place from the 19th to the 20th. There's your update.
Great, thank you so much. Moving on to the LGBTQ Greek event announcement by Representative Tryphon.
So, Mr. Tryphon announced is on Monday, which is Labor Day, so you know what's really happening going on. Okay. And it's at 12 noon in the Central Science Building.
Great, thanks so much. All right, so basically just to summarize how announcements and reports are going to be working for this semester is if you have a report for the next meeting, just email by Monday night, Adam Gitlin, AMG288. And if you have a report that you want to issue at the last minute, you can do it at the end of the report section. So does anyone have a report or announcement that they would like to make right now? Representative Block? Okay, so that's the end of the announcements and reports. All right, we have one more announcement and report.
One more, and then I'm done.
All right, Vice President of Outreach, Yulsi Smith.
I'm sorry, I omitted something from the earlier session. Oh, sorry. I didn't try to avoid it. I omitted something earlier. Renee Alexander, Dr. Renee Alexander, Associate Dean of Students, is launching Thursday at 626, which is the new Intercultural Center located at 626 Ocean Avenue. And the assembly, we are signed up for Thursday, October 20th, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So it would be great if all of us, ideally, were there. All of us, ideally, were there to help inform a lot of the students there about what the assembly does and how students can become involved in working with us. And it's also a great way for us to meet different people from different organizations and bring them into our realm or whatever. Great. Thank you.
And one final announcement before I actually close off this section is we have our first Procrastinate at the Straight right after this meeting. All assembly members are expected to attend. And it's basically just a mingling event, also meeting the staff and people involved that will be in 626, which is the new building right where Alumni Affairs used to be. So that's going to close our announcements and reports. We're going to move on to the rest of business of the day, and the first is Byline Funding Reports by Vice President Nicoletti.
Great. Well, I guess before I go into the eligibility report, I know we have spoken a little bit about byline funding in the past, so just for everyone's knowledge, a very brief summary of what we're going to be doing this semester and how it's going to impact Cornell students here for the next couple of years. So every 2 years, the student assembly coordinates the process of byline funding, which is the allocation of the student activities that $216 on the top of your tuition. And basically for the semester, it'll be the job of the student assembly through the appropriations committee to meet with every one of the byline funded organizations, like 12J, Concert Mission, there are 29 of them, three of them were new, to allocate that and to decide how much that is going to grow by. And that is going to be a very big discussion and decision. Before we get to the actual allocation of the funds to certain groups, they actually have a head in their pocket for next. You have three new groups that would like to apply for the filing funding, which we heard from on Monday. So the three of them were Slope Media Group, which is currently SAFC funded, Tattoo, and Coffee Hour. So I guess we can go group by group. I can tell you what the appropriations committee voted and why they voted that way, and we can vote on that to approve. So for the case of Slope Media, are there any questions on the process before I go into eligibility? Okay, cool. So before you can even be considered for the fee, you need to be determined or deemed eligible. So there are a few questions that we ask when we determine eligibility for filing them. The two major ones are first, do you impact or benefit all Cornell undergraduate students? And two, do you allow equal access to the services provided by this organization? There's two other ones, but not as, I think, important, but still obviously a requirement, are the request to be 50 cents per student, so approximately $6,000 to $7,000, depending on how many students pay the student activity fee. And have you gotten funding in the last 2 years from either the FAC, the university, or the assembly, just to show that you have a track record that we're not just giving you tuition dollars and that you have a plan. So that's what we judge the economy. So for float media, the appropriations committee voted that eligibility should be given by a 13-0 vote. And we felt that float media services were highly demanded by all of campus, there is no other place on campus to receive a hands-on media experience. There's no journalism program, and so that is kind of an unmet need of Cornell students. They currently have dues, but they will remove the dues and allow all students to be a part of it if they receive by homecoming. So we need to move this and pass it by majority. If you want to overturn this and you really don't like the idea of still media being eligible, and this is for the next year as well, we can overturn it at the student assembly by a 2/3 vote. So
are there any motions on the floor?
Question, call to
question. Okay, there's been a call to question. Is there a second?
Second.
Any dissent? All right, seeing that, we're going to vote.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, so the call to question, so we're going to actually vote on the motion. Will the clerk please call the roll? He's out right now.
Yes.
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 I don't vote.
Yes.
Yes.
By a vote of 17-0, the motion passes.
Okay, so next one, CAPSU, which is the, I'm going to botch what this acronym is, but it's basically the 18 students on campus. This is actually going to be an ongoing, I guess, issue because, just a little bit of a history on CAPSU, they currently receive a lot of their funding from the SAFC and ALANA. ALANA is kind of the multicultural umbrella organization here on campus and is Byline funded. They're one of four major organizations that receive funding from ALANA, the other three being BSU, NASAC, and LAL. So this is an interesting, I guess, situation because now we have to answer questions. What is the current, or what is the future funding system for the multicultural community going to look like? But obviously not something we answer here, but just something to keep your eyes peeled for the future. But the Appropriations Committee voted that CAPSU is eligible for funding 12-0-0 because they impact a large number of organizations. They facilitate dialogue in the Asian community, which has been growing here at Cornell. But some of the issues that committee members saw were, is this really meeting an underfunding need or Cornell Asian Pacific Student Union? Thank you forever for sent that along. Is this just for convenience to this organization or is it actually an underfunding need? But regardless, the Appropriations Committee voted eligibility. And this is one word again on eligibility. This doesn't guarantee funding. It just guarantees the opportunity to be heard by the committee because there are two sets of questions we ask. Eligibility questions are different than should this actually be funded? Is this worth our money? Versus does this impact our students? So that's kind of the dichotomy that you should keep in mind here. But in terms of CAPSU, we can open it up again, same voting kind of thing.
All right, just to explain again what voting is for all the new members. So basically, someone makes a motion, and then someone seconds that motion. And I'm going to ask for dissent. If there's dissent, then we'll vote, and by a 2/3 vote, we'll decide whether we're going to call it to question. to call it to question, that means that we get to vote on the amendment, and then to pass it, it has to be passed by a majority of the representatives present. So I hope that kind of clears anything up regarding voting. So are there any motions on the floor? Okay, there's been a call to question. Is there a second?
Can we move for a hand vote?
Yeah. There's been a call for a hand vote. Is there a second? All right. So we're going to vote right now on by hand vote to pass the motion. So all in favor, raise your placards. All opposed, please raise your placards. And all those that abstain? Okay, by a majority vote, the motion has been passed.
Okay, great. And the third one, coffee hour, which is a bit of an interesting situation. These guys have never been funded. They actually started their organization. Officially, they were registered this fall, but they started thinking about it in the spring. They actually approached us. But the Appropriations Committee voted that they weren't eligible for funding by a vote of 0-10 to 1 abstention. And the committee felt that there was an interesting idea. Basically, their idea is to bring Cornell students together by sponsoring these coffee hours where they would have coffee, tea, pastries, giveaway pens, what have you, and they would work with student organizations to do that. But the committee felt that this wasn't large enough of a scale. We felt that the organizations lacked leadership experience and a track record needed to grant eligibility for bylining funding. Furthermore, we felt it wasn't tested enough, and that past test really didn't yield good enough results. So in this situation, the group had an opportunity to appeal. They chose not to. They never responded to the email. So by a majority vote, if we vote to give them or not deem them eligible, otherwise to deem them eligible, we would have to overturn with a 2/3 vote.
Point of order. So just to clarify, like, if we vote yes on this piece of paper, then we're not deeming them eligible.
Okay. You're agreeing. If you vote yes on this motion, you're agreeing with the decision of the Appropriations Committee.
One information.
Yes.
Because there's like the additional standard of like the SA having to approve them for missing the 2 years of SAFC, is there like a separate vote required for that? Or
no, no separate vote required. So are there any motions on the floor?
Call to question.
There's been a call to question. Is there a second? All right, I'm going to move for hand vote again. So if anyone that's in favor could please lift up their placards. All those opposed, please lift up your placards. And all those that abstain. All right, that's all. That motion has also been passed.
Just a little bit on.
All right.
And so at future meetings, we're going to start our hearings to the Appropriations Committee for Byline Funding on September 19th. So the meeting right after that is when we're going to be hearing 3 groups a week, and we're going to be hearing allocations then. And sometimes it may get controversial. There may be organizations that don't agree with the committee. So just, you know, prepare for that. And, you know, we'll hopefully be as professional as possible. At the end of the day, the student assembly is working with student organizations, not just handing down a funding decision, and that's what we have to be aware of. So look out for that as a weekly occurrence, but you get 2 weeks of break, so appreciate it.
All right, moving on to our last item of the business of the day, Resolution 1, adding an additional responsibility for the Vice President of Internal Operations.
Summer, partially because I've been busy also because I've been doing well on we're supposed to do these things. So hopefully we have this resolution. Future vice president and director of operations will know that they should register for club pass, register for SAO, and also register for the getting the OSU schedule event. So I'm willing to take any questions.
The speaker's list is open. If anyone wants to raise their hand, I'll put you on the speaker's list and call in order.
No one wants to speak. Call to question.
All right. There's been a call to question. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? All right.
Call for acclamation.
There's been a call for acclamation. Okay. There's a second. So if everyone that's in favor of it can please put up their placards. This is a bylaws change, so you need 2/3 of the members present to vote in favor of this. All right, all those opposed? And all those that abstain? All right, resolution 1 has been passed. All right, now moving on to new business. Now, I mentioned earlier that new business is when comments cannot be argumentative in nature, and they only seek to answer factual questions as per our standing rules. So the first of our new business is Resolution 3, the reestablishment of the Greek LGBTQ Relations Ad Hoc Committee. Representative Chafaisin, you have 2 minutes to state your resolution.
So last year,
once again, the speaker's list is open. You can raise your hand at any time during a resolution, and I'll put you down. So when the speaker is finished, you guys can go right into questioning. So does anyone, yeah, Representative Kirk.
I applaud this. Just a question, what are sort of your goals for the committee in this year? Like, do you have any annual goals, any event goals, stuff like that? Where do you see the committee going?
Okay. Starting with the video on the information session, the ability to speak in time, and you know what it is, but it's really interesting with the CPU going on that. The last year, I actually needed to be a critical moment there. Nobody sitting there said they had all these members in their chapter. So there are some of these members in the community. There are issues that are not.
All right, next on the speaker's list, Vice President of Outreach, UNC Smith.
Danker actually has my second question, but my first one is simply, simple logistics question was, were all of your positions that you have outlined here staffed last year?
Yes, there were no
one.
I had members who needed to be here.
Yeah. All right, that's the end of the speakers list. Does anyone else want to? All right, there's been a call to question.
We have one question.
All right, that was the end of the first speakers list. Does anyone else want to speak? All right, moving on to the second speakers list, Representative Kerr.
Real quick, have you spoken to the Tri-County Board and they've all agreed that they would want to send someone, or is it going to be like calling teams to get someone from every board to show up?
Next on the speakers list, Vice President of PR, Mohit Gurjan.
Just to follow up on that, I will take it to the Tri-Council next one and see what they say. It is a busy year for the Tri-Council, so we might, like we have a lot of very involved Council Presidents, we might want one of them to sit on it instead, so I'll come back with confirmation soon. Oh, you didn't hear that? Okay, ready.
For those that didn't hear, he's basically going to take it to the Tri-Council Committee to make sure that you have representation. All right, so is there any motions on the floor? All right, is there a second? There's been dissent, so we're going to vote on the call to question. You cannot explain your dissent. We're just going to vote on the call to question. So this needs... Oh, you're right. Excuse me. So this is new business, so we actually don't get to vote on this today. This issue will come up for next week's meeting. Sorry about that, guys. All right, moving on to our last resolution of the agenda for today. There was actually a mistake, basically, in the agenda. Resolution 4 is the one that's been included in your packet. It's the distribution of SASB funding guides to student organizations.
Cut down on that number. In the actual bylaws, they compensate that number.
be used in the essay making process, and you need to acquaint yourself with the process, and that might be helpful for a lot of other time treasurers. What it's primarily intended for is kind of a reference guide, so if a group is applying for a specific event, they never apply for, like, you know, maybe you're doing some local event, but this year you guys want to go travel and you've never done that before, you can control that travel and document it, and it'll list out exactly what is required for that item, what are the common mistakes you normally make, make sure that you don't end up in that very present. That's pretty much done in terms of the guide. This is not the exact one that's going to go out. We tested the printer yesterday. There are small changes made, notified by myself, and director of the office, Marty, standing right here. If you guys know what to talk about if you want. I guess Marty, if you want to talk about this, I'm going to be able to find out about that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to open up the speakers list first, and then we'll yield to Ari afterwards. The first on the speakers list is Vice President of Finance Nicoletti.
I just wanted to give a little bit more background. By the way, you know, Romeo has done a really great job in putting this together. I know that there are some concerns, but just a little bit more background on what's been going on, because you're definitely going to hear it throughout the semester, not only from student groups, we're going through a very different process, hopefully a much better revamped process. But this year kind of marked unprecedented cooperation between the SA and the SAFC. And this guide is one of those things in trying to PR better the changes and also the process in general. So it's moving, at least if you read through this guide, it's moving from kind of more legalistic writing, which is apparent in the SAFC guidelines, to more human English. And you guys also have the, sorry about that, you guys also have the guide to byline funding, which is trying to do a similar thing for the byline funding process. And a lot of groups really appreciated that in terms of byline groups. So the SAFC has agreed to PR more effectively. They're going to be more personal with how they deal with student groups rather than more robotic, which is what they've been in the past. And just, you know, not unrelated, but two large changes that are happening with the SAFC. You know, again, annual budgets and ability to submit documentation. Just FYI, tax will probably be lower, but more groups will be happier. And that's because, obviously, if you're going to give more money out because you forgive documentation errors, more groups are going to get money, but there's only a finite amount of money, so the groups that reach the cap are not going to get as much because the caps are going to be lower. Same amount of money given out, the top 10% of groups that receive the most are just going to receive less, and the groups that receive less are going to get more. And hopefully that goes towards more less appeal. So on this resolution alone, I think pending factual checks in the guide, I think it's structured in a manner that is effective, and if the SAFC co-chairs agree with it, then I certainly do. So.
Okay, there's been a motion to move to business of the day. Before we vote on that motion, I'd like to give Ari a chance to speak. Yeah.
So, these resolutions need to apply
All right, so there was a motion on the floor to move to business of the day. Does that motion still stand? All right, so to move to business of the day, we need a two-thirds majority from the voting members. I'm going to motion by acclamation. So if you are approving to move to business of the day, which means that we can vote on this resolution, you would vote in acclamation. So those that approve that want to acclimate to business of the day, please raise your placards. All those opposed, please raise your placards. And all those that abstain. All right. There's one. By a motion of 15-0-1, the motion passes. This has been moved to business of the day. So are there any other motions or anyone that wants to be on the speaker's list?
Call to question.
All right. There's been a call to question. There's been a second. I'm going to motion again to do this by call of acclamation.
Isn't a call to acclamation like needs to be all unanimous?
Okay. So how do you say it? Okay. I'm going to motion to hand vote. Sorry, bear with me for this first one. I'm going to motion to hand vote on this resolution. Yep.
Point of clarification.
Yes. There's been a point of clarification.
More question.
Yep.
More. You were, just to get clarification, Ari, you're talking about what this resolution can impact or can't impact. So are you basically saying that regardless of the outcome of this resolution, it won't push your office to do it faster or slower? I just wanted to get
correct. Okay.
And just another point of clarification, do you think that this guide is going to be sent out with or without this resolution? Do you want to make any amendments to the resolution?
Regardless of what the office is going to decide to do, and we don't want to force anyone to do anything, but I think that we're communicating the urgency that this funding guide is going to have on the process and for these student groups that are desperately trying to determine what they're going to be doing for this semester. Hopefully this clarifies a lot of the issues that student organizations might have, and it's most beneficial if it's gotten to student organizations as soon as possible. And I think that if there aren't any glaring factual issues from the number of students and administrators who have gone through the document, then I think that we should move to send this out as soon as possible. Or any document that exists right now. I know that Romeo has updated it. So
Vice President of Internal Operations, John Rao.
All right, I'm going to make a motion to make an amendment to this resolution. On the last be it further resolved clause, that the guide be sent out, I want to change that to that the guide be recommended to be sent out. No, I'll keep it.
All right, there's been an amendment on the floor. We're now moving to speakers list on their amendment of adding the word recommended to be it therefore be it further resolved clause. Representative Kerr.
I feel like recommendation is already implicit in the document, but also like
there really doesn't need to be a sense of frequency. Applications do like, I believe it's like 4:30 or 4:45 this next 15 weeks. Like, there's the only 1 week left, and so a lot of people are still in the trenches. I've spoken to a lot of trainers and a lot of organizations, and they're really struggling with this. And I feel like we need to get this out to them as soon as possible. And, like, I have to tell them that if the application might help, I know that this, having read through the rough changes already helped me. So if it helps me and I'm familiar with the SAFC process as an SA representative, imagine how much more light it will shed for everyone else. Like, if it's sent out as soon as possible.
All right, Ari, yeah. I believe that he's talking about the amendment. No? Okay, hold on one moment. Were you? All right, so we're going to close debate on that amendment, and we're going to move on to the next amendment. Ari?
Why don't you read your amendment?
Yeah. Could you state your amendment? Could you speak into the microphone?
Yeah, I would recommend that the second, third, and fourth whereas process be changed. I recommend that the final whereas clause have comma line and the fourth word for the second word application.
Are there any, is there anyone that wants to speak on this recommendation?
As the sponsor stated, I'm not going to actually change my opinion. What I'm doing is I'm going to accomplish my time and I'm going to call the question.
Sure. There's been an accepted amendment by the sponsor, and there's been a call to question on the amendment. So we need 2/3 to vote on this amendment. Restating the amendment. All right, we are striking the second, third, and fourth whereas clauses. And in the first, be it therefore resolved clause, we're changing the word requires to request. And in that same paragraph, we're also adding pending necessary and appropriate changes.
All
right.
On the right.
And adding online for the last whereas clause.
Treasurers, yeah.
Treasurers.
Does the sponsor find that friendly?
Absolutely.
All right. All right, so there's been a motion for these changes. Once again, you need 2/3 vote, so we're going to vote by placard. For all those that vote in favor, please raise your placard for the amendment. All right, and all those that oppose, please raise your placard. And all those that abstain. All right, it passes by a 2/3 majority, so the amendment to the resolution has passed. Are there any more motions on the floor? There's been a call to question. Is there a second? Yes, you can have your last 30 seconds.
The Australian Office of Security and Security, like I pointed out, that my troops are
days. I have a guest list of coaches that are getting a lot of email requests. I've responded to a lot of email requests. So I say, you know, please look at the guide on this page and please control us that look at the guide. You can just respond to me. Thank you very much. I think this does help us a lot. I think it is where it's okay. I'm going to do this. This is fun and insightful. I already know what we're doing.
All right. With that, there was a motion to vote on the resolution, and there was a second. So we're going to vote by placards again. For those that are in favor, please raise your placards. All those opposed, and all those that abstain. All right, by a motion of 18-0-0, SA Resolution 4 passes. So that's actually the end of our agenda. We actually don't actually conclude till 6:30, so we're going to go into executive session. So for those in the audience, executive session is when it's just voting members at the tables. Unfortunately, we have to close the rest of the room, so thank you all for attending the first student assembly meeting. We hope to see you next Thursday at 4:45.
As a next meeting,
can we pause the numbers for all of those matches?
Yeah.
I have your sheet. Someone will find
that. No, I'm not.
I'm
not your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault. David E. Elaine Lynn. Yeah.
Oh.
I have actually my question right here. David E. and Elaine Kian, actually, sorry. Elaine Kian. Oh, no. Not Kian. These are the two.
We can turn the mics off, I guess, at this point. But everyone, welcome to the student assembly. I hope you guys all enjoyed your first meeting. I know my first meeting on the student assembly was very overwhelming, and I had no idea what to do. In case you couldn't tell today, this was my first meeting chairing, so I'm still getting my feet, so thanks for bearing with me on that. So we have a small agenda for our executive session before we go into Procrastinate in the Straight. And the first is actually we're going to review the task forces. So I know John briefly mentioned it in his announcements and reports, but he's going to go over it more distinctly.
All right. Should we do that while we go through individual goals?
No,
what should we do about it?
Just say prepare, and then say that they should be meeting with
me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Should we wait for them?
Okay. Yeah.
You go first.
You know what, cheese? Some great cheese from the farmer's market. I know you guys.
I think we have everyone on there.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Alright, sure. It's not going to be that long.
Yeah.
It's going to be, hey, here's the guide. Good luck. If it's overly long, like, I hate those, like, giant emails. It's terrible. Efficiency.
Efficiency and effectiveness.
Gil Kumar.
Yeah.
Hey. This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.